All right, Rabotai, just one quick idea, a gem on the Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Vayishlach. So the Torah tells us that when Yaakov Abinu Alav HaShalom is making his way back, Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to him, and he changes his name from Yaakov, or adds a name, Yaakov Israel. That he blesses him, that he should be fertile and he should multiply. And he guarantees him the land that he promised his forefathers, Abraham and Yitzchak. Of course, when Yaakov Abinu hears all the good news, immediately he goes and he establishes a matzeva. Vayasev Yaakov matzeva. B'makom asher diber ito matzevet aven. So a structure, a stone, a monument. V'yasech alei nesek. And he poured a pouring over this monument. V'yisok alei hashamen. And he poured over it oil. So the question over here is, obviously, he's doing some sort of service over here. The oil that he's pouring on it, okay, I understand that that's the way they were mekadesh, the kelim, in the mikdash. They would take shemen ha-mishcha, and they would pour it over the item, and that would give it its kedusha. So I have no problem. Vayisuk aleha shamen. That's the oil that he poured on it in order to make it consecrated. Kadosh. It's like a mizbeah. The question is, what is the first hesech? Vayasech aleha nesech. What's the first nesech? Interesting, Ibn Ezra over here. Ibn Ezra says, mayim o yayin. The first nesech was either water or wine, not both. Bata'am, shirahatz ota, veharkach yatzak aleha shemen. Interesting. Ibn Ezra says the first nisuch was not for, halachic reasons. It was hygienic. You have to clean the stone first before you make it consecrated. So therefore, what did he have to clean the stone? Either water or yayin. And he poured it on there just to get the dirt off the matzeva. And then he came along and he poured the oil. So that's L'rechitza purposes. However, if you look at the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, Targum Yonatan says, Ve'akim taman kama be'ata de'malil ime kama de'abna. He made a structure of stone. Ve'nasich ala nisuch hamar ve'nisuch moy. Targum learns he did both. He did nisuch hayayin, and he did nisuch hamayim. He put two nisuchim. Targum obviously is medayek on the lashon of the pasuk, vayasech aleha nesech. Sounds like there's what? Two nisuchim. Why would Yaakov Avinu do two nisuchim? So he says, arum keden atidim demeibad behaga demetalaya. Maaseh avot siman lebanim, what the Jewish people are going to do, behaga sukkot. So you see, the sod of haga sukkot is actually over here in the parasha. Yaakov is the first one to make nisuch, not only yayin, but nisuch mayin. And it works out very good, because the tur in his halakha tells us that the shlosha regalim are keneged shlosha avot. Abraham Abinu keneged Pesach, Shne'emar, Lushi Va'asi Ugot, Ugot Matzot, Lelamed Shepesach Haya. Yitzchak Avinu is Keneged Shavuot. That's the Keren of the Akedah, was used as the Shofar at Har Sinai, which is Shavuot. Ve'Yaakov Nasah Sukkota. Ve'Yiben Lo Bayit Ulmikneu Asah Sukkot. So see, Yaakov is Keneged Sukkot. So therefore, it's very good according to the Targum Yonatan ben Uziel, why he would bring Mayim and Yayin, because he's establishing the Hag of Sukkot. Furthermore, we made a diyuk that if you look at the regular Unkelus, not the Targum Yonatan, Unkelus, listen to his language, and you can have a hint to who he holds like. Does he hold like the Ibn Ezra, that it was Mayim or Yayin for cleaning purposes? Or does he hold like Yonatan ben Uziel, that it was actually Yayin there, Mayim, for the Nisuch purposes? So the Targum Unkelus Lashon. Ve'akem Yaakov kamta be'atradi malil imeh kamat abna ve'asech ala nisuchin. Ah, so you see, Targum is very, very careful in his lashon. He doesn't. The pasuk says nesech, and Targum Unkelo says the word nisuchin. He turned the singular word into plural in order to be menames to us, like Targum Yonatan ben Uziel. Again, you see how deep the Targum Unkelus is over here. You can miss it. You're reading Targum, say, well, it says Nesek. Why does it say Nesukhin? Eli is also subscribing to that opinion. However, I did find a third opinion, which is the most novel of all the opinions that we've said so far. That is based on a Midrash in this week's Parasha, Midrash Rabbah, Ayin Het. And it's Otet Zayin. Sounds like a cryptic midrash. Rabbi Pinhas b'shem Rabbi Abba Amar, Kol otana shanim she'asa Yaakov Abinu bebet el, all those years that Yaakov Abinu served bebet el, okay, some have the Gersa bebet Lavan. Some say he lived there for 6 years. On the way home, before he came to home, he made a pit stop at Bet El, and he lived there for 6 months. So what was he doing there at Bet El? This is Bet El, where he made this matzeva. What was he doing there for 6 months? So it says, "Kol otan shu chaseichu Bet El, lo nimna melenasech." Menasech. The whole time he's being menasech. Amar Rabbi Hanan, "Kol mishu yodeya kama nisuchin nisech Yaakov Abinu beBet El." If anybody can calculate how many nisuchin Yaakov made in Bet El, yodeya lehashev et meteberia. He'll be able to count how much drops are in the Kinneret. What is this Midrash talking about over here? Our Torah tells us, lechaora, he only made one nisuch. And here the Midrash says, oh, you should only know how many nisuchim he made in those 6 months. And if anybody can calculate the nisuchim, you can count already how much water is in the Hameh. And not Hamet, but in the wars of Tiberias, Mr. Master Kinneret. So the question over here is, what is it talking? So I saw an interesting Rabbeinu Yonah brought down in one of the Sifarim that's Miyuhas to Rabbeinu Yonah, one of the Shonim. He comes along and says a tremendous Hiddush. It's also brought down in the Sefer Kadakemah of Rabbeinu Bahya. This is a great Shonim Sifaradim. He says tremendous Hiddush. Says, do not underestimate the value of when you're praying, that you should try to shed tears when you pray. The ma'ot, as the Gemara says in Berachot, kol ha-sha'arim nina'alu. However, sha'are dim'a, lo nina'alu. What is the value, says the Ben Yonah, of the tears, if a person can come to tears, to shed a tear during the tefillah? So he comes along and says that has a deen of nisuch ha-mayim. He said, "Bizman azay, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash. And we cannot make nisuchim." He said, "But today, the tears that come down a person's eyes, Borei Olam considers it as you are menasech mayim al ha-mizbeach. And this is mematek all the dinim." So therefore he says, that's what the Midrash means over here. When the Midrash says, "Kama Amar Rabbi Pinhas b'shem Rabbi Abba, kol otan shnim shaseh kubi ha-Beit El, lo nimna melenasech." Menasek means he was crying, he was praying with tears. So the Gemara says, how many tears? If you can figure out how much drops of water in the Kinneret, that's how much you can figure out how much tears Yaakov should. So it comes out according to the Ben Yonah, when it says he established the Mizbeach over here in Bet El First, the pasuk says vayasech alei nesek, means he cried. The nesek of it wasn't the oil that he put on the wasn't the water or the wine like the other rishonim. No, Yaakov Avinu is about to bring a korban. He's about to give thanks to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the pasuk says nesek, and the midrash is coming to say, don't think it was one nesek. Vayasech alei nesek. This was Yaakov Avinu's custom when he was in Beit for all those months. He was always making the sechim. He always prayed through the inyan of the crying. But it makes sense to us. Chaura, Yaakov Avinu represents Sukkot, and the Hakamim tell us that on Sukkot it's also inyan of teshuvah, but teshuvah me'ahava, and therefore Yaakov Avinu, who comes along and establishes Sukkot, says on Yom Kippur v'Rosh Hashanah. Also, that is that if you come to cry, we don't stop a guy. And what's the explanation? The explanation is because the crying is it takes away the averot. But now the crying of Yaakov Avinu on Sukkot is a crying of simha. It's a crying of joy because now already it brings the teshuvah me'ahava. And therefore, we learn about over here the sod. If somebody asks you, is it possible to make nisuch hamayim bizman hazeh? The answer according to Benuina is yes, indeed. If a person can bring himself to bichiyot, pure tears in the tefillah, Borei Olam counts it and it's considered as if it went on the mizbeah. Be Hananya, Benakashi Omer, Sag, Barchus, Kod, Selefika, Kirban, Ahem, Sosra, Fasimah, Sesko, Le Torah, Be Yadir.